Welcome to episode 275 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Today we wrap up our week-long study of the second epistle written by Paul to Timothy. Paul writes the book 2 Timothy from a dark and damp Roman prison cell just before his death in AD 67. The Roman Emperor Nero has been slowly descending into madness since his ascent to the throne in AD 54, a process exacerbated by the Great Fire of Rome in AD 64 that burns half the city. With the residents of Rome in an uproar, Christians become a convenient target for Nero, who uses believers as scapegoats for his city's own lack of preparedness. Paul is one of those caught up in this persecution and is beheaded by Roman officials soon after writing this letter. As he writes, imprisoned in Rome yet again, Paul feels lonely and abandoned. The apostle recognizes that his earthly life is likely coming to an end soon. The book of 2 Timothy essentially captures Paul's last words. Paul looks past his own circumstances to express concern for the churches and specifically for his protege. Paul wants to use his last words to encourage Timothy and all other believers to persevere in faith and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The second letter to Timothy offers a picture of Paul at the end of his ministry, just before his death. Certain personal details in the letter reveal a man who is settling his accounts and preparing for the inevitable. At the close of the letter, Paul mentions a significant number of people, some who have wronged him and others who have served faithfully alongside him. It is as if Paul is giving Timothy a state of the church address, updating the young man on the current state of their acquaintances and friends so that the pastor can carry on after Paul's departure. Paul understands that the ministry will only become more difficult for Timothy with the apostle's impending death. Indeed, at some point after this letter from Paul, Timothy is imprisoned for his faith. Paul knows that Timothy's task of keeping the church within the bounds of sound doctrine while encouraging believers to live their lives well for the sake of Christ will be an often thankless and difficult task. Though hardship will come, Paul wants Timothy to continue in those things he has learned, drawing on the rich heritage of faith that has been passed down to the young pastor, not just from Paul, but also from his mother and grandmother. The most striking feature of Paul's encouragement comes when the aging apostle uses a phrase that shows up prominently in his letter to Timothy 4 years prior. In that earlier letter, Paul exhorts Timothy to fight the good fight. But in this letter, Paul turns that phrase on himself, writing that he has fought the good fight, finished the course, and kept the faith. What great encouragement it must have been to the young pastor of the church at Ephesus to know that his mentor boldly modeled his perseverance in the faith, even to the point of death. 2 Timothy brings us to the brink of death, forcing us to consider its reality and how we might react when faced with it. Paul's response instructs us still today. His mind is not on himself, dwelling on the injustice that has befallen him, instead trusting that God has him right where he wants him. The aging apostle turns his attention to others, specifically to the church and to his protege, Timothy. As with all of his letters, Paul speaks into a specific historical situation while bearing in mind the drama of redemption that began in ages past and which will be completed one day at Christ's return. Creation, the fall, redemption, and consummation form the broad framework that Paul uses and that he works with as he speaks to specific congregations and to leaders like Timothy. Speaking of the salvation that has rescued those who trust in Christ, Paul says that God rescued us because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Paul then moves from eternity past to the very center point of all history. This purpose and grace of God now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, he says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. as he's talking about salvation, past, present, and future. Later in 2 Timothy, Paul speaks of Christ's second coming in the future, referring to Christ as the one who is to judge the living and the dead, and reflecting on the crown of righteousness that will be given to him on that day. So we can see salvation, past, present, and future as a theme. We also see him talking about a story of redemption. Against a broad backdrop of eternity past, the climactic moment of Christ appearing, and the future return of Christ, Paul refers throughout 2 Timothy to the story of redemption. He does this not only by mentioning important figures in the history of redemption, like Moses and the men who opposed him, but also by describing the gospel in this way. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David. He says this in 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. Here in a condensed version of his description of the gospel in Romans 1 verses 1 to 4, Paul reminds Timothy that Jesus is the long-awaited son of David who had been promised an eternal throne. Even in this short, practical epistle about godliness and suffering, then Paul presents his remarks against the backdrop of what God has been doing down through history. The ancient promises of a coming Messiah find their fulfillment in Jesus. Hope has dawned in his appearing and kingdom. It is as a result of this that Timothy is called to share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Suffering and faithfulness is another theme. Throughout the letter, Paul reminds Timothy that suffering is part of the normal Christian life. The apostle reminds young Timothy that he is called to endure and suffer faithfully by God's grace and power. The adversity that comes in the normal course of Christian living is not abnormal. As Christians around the world face different kinds of hardship due to their loyalty to Christ, they should remember that they are identifying with the Savior himself, who suffered faithfully on our behalf. Indeed, suffering for the sake of Christ is one of God's primary ways of spreading the good news. Especially poignant are Paul's repeated words about those who have forsaken him and those who have stood by him. Everyone in Asia has deserted Paul, as has Demas, Crescens, and Titus have left. Onesiphorus stood by Paul in Rome, and now only Luke is with me. The suffering of the Christian, and especially the Christian leader, includes a suffering of loneliness despite faithfulness. Another theme, truth and doctrine. Throughout 2 Timothy, Paul refers to the truth. He charges Timothy to guard the deposit that has been entrusted to him, referring to the gospel as a message that sums up the entire Christian faith. As believers, wherever they are, anywhere around the world, come into contact with various ideas and worldviews, these must be all tested against the Word of God. True doctrine matters because it is through truth that we come to see Jesus himself in full clarity. Wise use of words, another theme. Timothy receives various exhortations from Paul regarding how he can lead God's people wisely. Today's leaders in the church can learn from this. Paul especially speaks to Timothy about the use of the tongue, warning him of the danger of being swept up in fruitless arguments and discussions. Timothy must kindly yet firmly correct his opponents. He must reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience. Amid the many cultural differences that exist across the global church, not least concerning language, a universal key to healthy church life is wise use of the tongue. In the book of 2 Timothy, we find a message of tremendous significance to the global church. But at the end of it all, Paul makes a declaration that ought to be echoed by every Christian at the end of life. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Father, thank you for the themes of sharing and suffering, holding fast to the scriptures and truth, and pursuing godliness that we find within the pages of the book of 2 Timothy. May these themes find expression in our lives as Christians. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.